The sun has truly got its hat on. This afternoon here in Richmond, I'm standing at the bottom of Water Lane, adjacent to the slipway leading into the Thames and next to the White Cross pub. People walking up and down. It feels like spring. Somebody playing a guitar somewhere by the sound of it. Vance and I, though, are not hanging about here. We're going to go for a walk. Quite a long one, actually. Find left, Vance. Good lad. We're heading off to begin with a long promenade here. Vance, leave it! Leave it! Towards Richmond Bridge. Sounds pretty good. So the plan is to walk along here to the bottom of Richmond Hill, up the hill and into the park. Then comes the challenging bit, well, the first challenging bit, and that is I want to cross Richmond Park to Robin Hood Gate, which is probably a couple of miles. And Vance, get on! And Vance, will you leave it? It's going to be quite tricky from a wayfinding point of view. From there, I'm either going to stop, depending on how tired we are and how we're getting on, and whether it's still pretty light. Right, Vance. Or, come on, Houndy. Or, if things feel good still, let's just stand there. We will carry onto Wimbledon Common. And left, Vance. Come on. Vance! Come on! You've been very naughty. So, here I pause underneath Richmond Bridge with the water of the Thames surging beneath. And I will come back at another waypoint along the way. The path just moved away from the river a bit. It was absolutely teeming with people along there, and it's nice not to have people in front of us now. The river too is in full flow. It sounds to be very high. Don't know whether that's simply tidal height or whether it's the amount of water coming downstream. Probably a combination of the two, although we are, I think, coming into neap tide, so the tide won't be causing, hopefully won't be causing so much difficulty combined with the amount of water coming down the river. Come on, Vance. On you go. Straight on. Sorry. If I pause now and again when speaking, it's because I have a GPS app running and it keeps on telling me how far I've walked and the time it's taken so far. It's a bit of an experiment to see if I can actually chart it. Can you find the steps, Vance? Let's do the steps. Yeah? Come on. Come on, then. It's got a horrible American voice. I think it sounds far too cheerful for something that's reporting how far you've walked. Find the way, Vance. Alright, so we're going to cross the road and go up the hill now. It's going to be even hotter. Find the curb, Vance. Forward, Vance. It doesn't bode well that I'm already out of breath. Goodness knows how far we'll get. Maybe we'll only go to Robin Hood Gate. Anyway. Richmond Hill, here we come. When are you going? When are you going? Well, audio boo, you might better hear this funny clicking noise. And you'll hear that I'm back. There's lots of people again. I made it as far as the top of Richmond Hill, only for the Ford Vance. Come on. Only for the sole of my walking shoes to start coming away, which is what you can hear now, scuffing along the ground, clicking. So, the walk didn't quite work. It didn't really work at all. It didn't get off the ground. I will see how my GPS track comes out, if it's carried on. Don't know if it has or not. It was quite dispiriting when it initially went about halfway up the hill. But then I sat myself on a bench at the top and a gentleman started showing an interest in Vance. And I won't break any confidences here, but we ended up talking for, must have been the best part of 45 minutes to an hour. And it was lovely. It was so rare to just sit and talk to a stranger in London. Somebody who's... When you go, Vance? Somebody who's lived an interesting life and... to talk about shared things, like with the dogs, and also to learn. And I'm now walking down the hill smiling. I haven't achieved what I wanted to achieve, but I have learned, gained knowledge, and that's a wonderful feeling. Come on then, Houndy, let's go right. We'll go the back way. Come on, big boy. So now it's back home, thinking about that conversation, and then change of shoes and back to the mundanity of life. Represented by shopping. Yeah, go on the Vance, find left, please. Good lad. Let's go. There's a very annoying sound. My shoe.